AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. On social media, President Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender. He also said the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Yesterday at the White House, the president had a message for Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
You're going to have a chance after all these years to take back your country, accept immunity. We'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death. And I don't want to see that.
Israeli warplanes bombed Tehran and Beirut as Iran launched more retaliatory strikes. There are emotional scenes at Dusseldorf Airport in Germany and elsewhere as passengers arrive home from places like Dubai, where they've been stranded because of the war. Sandra Schouten had flown to Dubai from New Zealand.
I'm very lucky that I'm here. There's still a lot of people stuck. There were thousands and thousands of people stuck. It was mayhem in the airport. It was mayhem pretty much everywhere.
The war is impacting more than a dozen countries across the Middle East and caused a spike in oil prices. Qatar's energy minister warned it could bring down the economies of the world. Stocks are lower in part because of the latest jobs report.
Economists had expected the creation of 60,000 new jobs for the month. Instead, employers cut 92,000 jobs. Revisions also cut 69,000 jobs from December and January payrolls. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Records show Britney Spears was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol near her home in Southern California. A representative for Spears calls the incident completely inexcusable and says she plans to comply with the law and get help. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks were falling on Wall Street after getting a whiff of a worst-case scenario for markets, a weakening economy combined with high inflation. The S&P 500 dropped 1.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. That came after a report showed that employers cut more jobs last month than they created, and after crude oil prices jumped to their highest level in almost 2 years because of the war with Iran. It's a combination investors hate because no one has a good tool to fix both a weak economy and high inflation at the same time. It's a phenomenon economists call stagflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 650 points. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Japan and Canada signed a strategic agreement aimed at strengthening cooperation in defense, economic, and energy security as military strikes on Iran by the U.S. and Israel fueled concerns about international oil supplies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save.